Hi friends, welcome along. This is the Influence Podcast. If you're looking to inspire more people, have a positive impact on a global scale, build an influential and magnetic brand, and build a profitable business with your unique gifts and talents, then the Influence Podcast is for you. I'm your host, Jake Adam Davey, former high school French and Spanish teacher, turned international speaker, online business coach, and Instagram growth and monetization enthusiast. You can find tools, resources, and so much more on the website, jakeadamdavey.com. And you can also say hello on Instagram at jakeadamdavey. Please also, if you're enjoying the podcast, do feel free to leave a review. The more stars, the better, of course. But equally, if you're not enjoying it, you are still invited to leave a review. The one thing I would also ask is, of course, sharing is caring. So if you've listened to something or heard something in the podcast that you think you've enjoyed or would be useful and beneficial to other people, then please do hit that share button and pass it on to somebody that you know. I'd be so very, very grateful and so thankful if you did. Now let's dive in with today's episode on the Influence Podcast. Hello, welcome along. This is episode number 44 of the Influence Podcast. And today I am going to be walking you through part two of how you can stand out on Instagram, make sure that you're attracting the ideal person for your business, for your brand, if you're looking to promote your service, selling your products, whatever that may be. And that's what I'm going to be walking you through in today's episode. So if you haven't yet listened to part one, which is the previous episode, episode number 43, talking you through how to pinpoint the exact person for your business, then please do go back and listen to that one as well. You could take them in any order, that's not a problem, but please do go back and listen to that at a later time because that's going to be really, really helpful for you. So what I want to walk you through today now is how you can stand out. And one of the biggest questions that I get asked is, how do I, you know, rise above the noise? How do I make sure that I am actually standing out and making sure that I'm not kind of being just caught up with all these other people who do X, whatever that particular niche might be, who are in the fitness space, who are coaches, who are hairdressers, who have an online clothes store, for example, or in fashion and beauty? How do I stand out and how can I appear different to all these other people? And that's a really, really good question. And it's a one that comes up again and again. And it's increasingly challenging to do that as there's more and more noise on social media, as more and more people move there to promote their brand, to promote their products, their business, their service. So standing out is absolutely essential. In the previous episode, we talked about how you do that by identifying your avatar. In this episode, what I want to do is walk you through creating your pickup line. Now, what that means is essentially getting very, very clear on what you do and who you do it for. Okay, so there's a really, really sort of clear four-step process to be able to walk you through what you do and who you do it for. I'm recording a video of this as well, so if you're watching the video, obviously you already know that. If you're listening to the podcast, then you're welcome to go ahead and watch the recording of this as well, and you can get access to all the materials. All of that will be available, and I can put the link in the show notes for you. So let's actually walk through the pickup line and where this originates from. Well, the purpose of this pickup line is four parts, and it's to allow you to get really, really specific on what you do, who you do it for, how you help people to get there, and what the major pain point is that they can avoid. All right. One of the biggest traps that people fall into is, well, this product is great and it's for everybody. Okay, who needs it? Everybody. Well, maybe everybody does need it, but if you try and speak to everybody, then nobody's going to want to buy it. Okay. Your messaging, the communication, the type of posts and captions that you write and stories that you share and, you know, what you talk about on a daily basis, how you set up your account, the look and feel of your account and such, and of your business more generally, is going to be very, very different if you're attracting a 25-year-old male versus a 55-year-old female versus an 80-year-old male. Very, very different. So even though it may be something that's useful for those people, and for all that range of people, we still need to start by focusing and narrowing in very, very specifically on who it is that we're targeting. So let's do it. Let's dive in. So the first element of this is your I help statement. Okay. So I help. Who exactly are you helping? Who are you targeting? Who are you reaching for to connect with and to get your message in front of? So I help. And then in brackets, this is your target audience. So who is the ideal target audience for your business, product, or service? Now, again, in the previous episode, episode 43, we talked about the people that align with the two P's, who's in the most pain and who is in the position to pay. So this is your ideal target audience, okay? And you can get very, very specific with this. You can get really, really specific with this. It's not just a case of business owners, okay? I think like 94% of business owners are class themselves as business owners or small businesses, right? It doesn't necessarily just have to be people who want to get fit, okay? People who want to exercise. Well, who is that? Because there's so many fitness experts, fitness gurus online. Well, who specifically are you targeting? So, for example, is it dads who are in their 40s, and you know perhaps they're spending more time at home with their family, with their children, and they've not been exercising as much. Maybe the shape of their body's changing, therefore they want to start getting fit. They want to start getting trim. Men in their 40s and 50s. Okay, it might be exactly the same for women. Women in their 30s, women in their 40s. They've had children. You know, their body shape has changed, and therefore they want to put more emphasis and more focus on exercising, feeling good about themselves, getting sort of back into shape and continuing to be healthy. So that might be the audience that you're targeting. You might specifically focus on over 60s. Okay, it might be fitness for over 60s. One of the clients that we're working with at the moment is focusing on fitness and exercise and building community through dancing. Okay, which I think is fantastic, and he's very, very clear on who that audience is. Again, we started off by, oh, we want to go abroad. It's for everybody. It's for everybody, and I'm not disagreeing that dancing is great for everybody. However, we have to start specific. Okay, so we started with an age range between 50 and 60. We can zero that in even more. People who have danced before, people who've never danced before, people who want social elements from dancing, and then it can evolve from there. So, target audience. That's the first thing. I help. And then who specifically do you help, all right? And I would go even one step further, rather than just men in their 40s, women in their 50s. What type of men in their 40s? There's a whole range of this. And the avatar document that you've completed and the avatar description that we went through in the previous episode will help that, of course. But let's zero in even further. Is it professional? Let's say professional women. Is it professional mums, okay, who've got one children, two children? Is it people who specifically live in a suburban area? Is it people who specifically live in a city? Is it people who live in a specific country? Is it people who, you can literally go in as detailed as you want. Is it people who work full-time, who work part-time? Is it people who work from home? Okay, so now you can really start to say, I help these people who work from home. These people do this, these people do that. So really, really zero in on that. The second statement, or part of the statement, is to. So once you've got the I help, you're helping them too. And this is the desired outcome. What is the desired outcome? What is the specific outcome that you are helping them achieve? Okay. Making more money is not a specific outcome. All right. You might talk to somebody, you give them a suggestion, let's say on a racehorse, okay, they put a bet on, they win £5. Now, you've helped them make more money, yes. However, if you keep doing that and you keep advising them with gambling, then probably in the long run, it ain't going to end up, they're not going to end up in profit. You know, I could give you £5, I could give you £10 right now. Yes, you're going to be up, but there's no clarity and specificity, it's not an easy word to say, on the specific outcome that we're looking to help people with. Okay, so I should probably do mine as we go along as well. So mine currently, and again, I should emphasize, this will change and it evolves and it shifts and it grows and it, you know, it's quite an organic process. So at the moment, mine is I help speakers, coaches, and teachers. Okay, speakers, coaches, teachers. That's generally all around the sort of the background, the education background, because that's very important to me, with obviously previously being a teacher. So I help coaches, speakers, and teachers. Two. And then the two that I have right now is to grow their Instagram, or to build their audience on Instagram and get their first 10,000 followers. Okay, that's a pretty specific outcome. But as you'll see, you can play around with the language, you can play around with the words. So occasionally I would also say I help them to be seen as the number one expert in their industry or in their specific niche. Okay, Now, that doesn't mean that every single speaker can be the expert speaker in there. As a speaker, they can't all be the best speaker, but they can be the expert speaker in their specific industry. Okay, if somebody's talking specifically about nutrition and health by testing DNA, okay, they can be the lead in their particular area. If somebody's talking about using wood in new property designs in Norway, okay, now they can be the leader in that specific area, of course. All right, so we have to get specific on exactly what you're helping people to do. Maybe somebody wants to be the expert or be seen as the authority in their local area. Okay, so whether that be Manchester, whether that be a smaller suburb of Manchester, whether that be a particular, you know, going even smaller, or it could be larger if we zoom out. It could be in the Northwest region. It could be in England, in the UK, in Europe. So it starts to grow and grow and grow. And you can see how that builds further and further. So I help, and that's your target audience. Two, what is that desired outcome? And how can you make sure it's specific? So if I say first 10,000 followers on Instagram, I know when I have helped them achieve that level. Okay, there's coaches that I work with at the moment, or people that I work with at the moment, sorry, who support people on LinkedIn, growing their leads and their database on LinkedIn. So the goal that they have is to generate 2 to 5 high quality leads on LinkedIn every single day. Okay, and that's really clear. Okay, that's what I'm going to help you to do. I'm going to help you get 2 to 5 leads, between 2 and 5 leads every single day using LinkedIn. All right, really, really clear. Another one might be, I will help you to lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, whatever is suitable. If you're, let's say, exercising and weight loss and such, you could go the other way. I will help you to increase your muscle mass, increase your weight gain, whatever that might be. And so therefore it can be specific. It literally go any way, but so long as you're helping people get to that desired outcome. Okay. More money is too broad. Lose weight is too broad. It doesn't mean anything. And when we sit, you know, when we sit one-on-one, or if you sat there maybe at home or listen to this, you think, well, okay, well, lose weight is one. I want to help people lose weight. Yes, but there's a billion other people out there on Instagram, okay? And a portion of those are all helping people lose weight. So how and what specifically are you helping them to do, okay? The next element, so we've done I help your target audience. 2, desired outcome. 3 is buy, okay? Buy, and this is the vehicle. How are you helping them get there? All right, so let me give you mine. I help coaches, speakers, and trainers, or teachers if you like, to be seen as the go-to authority in their industry, or be seen as the number one expert in their industry, or to get their first 10,000 followers on Instagram by following the 6-step rocket system. Okay, so anybody that's spoken to me recently, anybody that's been through the Instagalactic program, anybody that's seen any of the training that's on the website, on YouTube, you'll know that I always come back to the rocket system. Okay, it doesn't matter what happens to Instagram, it doesn't matter how it changes, it doesn't matter how many updates they do, you know, if they bring out another feature on top of stories and direct messages and all these other things, more live video, all these kind of, it doesn't matter how much that changes and what happens with the software and such. What happens, it doesn't even necessarily matter what happens with the algorithm. The process is the same. R-O-C-K-E-T is always going to be the same. So long as people follow those 6 steps, that will help them get to their first 10,000 followers and be seen as the expert authority in their industry. So what is your unique method? Now this, I should emphasize, this is difficult to come around or to get your head around if you don't yet have a business. Okay, if you're at the stage where you know you want to get one set up, if you want to grow your brand, for example, if you want to impact more people, you want to reach more people, but you're not quite clear on exactly how you're getting them from A to B. All right, and that's ultimately what it's the vehicle is. How do I get this person from where they are right now, where they're stuck, they're in pain, they want help, they want support, they want to move forward, through to B, okay, the end of the line where they have their desired outcome, their desired result, that specific thing that we're helping them to get to. So again, give the example for myself. I know that if people follow the 6-step rocket system and they do all the actions within those 6 steps, that they will get that desired outcome of their first 10,000 followers, so they can start to be seen as an authority in their industry. So what would yours be? You might already have an idea of this as well. You might have a 3 step process two. Okay, you might have a three step process. It might be the as I spoke with somebody last year, which is last week, which was called the Tranquil method. Okay, it's about becoming more calm, managing your sort of mindfulness training and breathing and exercises as well to reduce stress and relieve stress. And the process that they go through is called the Tranquil model. Okay, Tranquil, the Tranquil model. So it doesn't necessarily have to. That might be called, it might simply be a six-step process, a four-step process. I personally am a really, really big fan of having almost like a branded name. Like as I mentioned, I use Rocket. Paul, who I work very closely with, he has Rethink, the Rethink brand, the Rethink company, and that takes people through seven steps. So I've always been a really, really big fan of that. I think Jeff Walker has the Launch Formula. Forgive me, I don't actually know if that goes through the LAUNCH. But even if it doesn't, it's still called the Launch Formula, which I love, right? So if you don't yet have that, maybe that name or that process name, that's something that I would encourage you to come up with. And even if, as I say, even if you don't, what I don't want you to do, and the important thing is that you're not sitting there for hours thinking, okay, I need something that begins with the letter S just so it fits in with my success model. Okay, oh, I need something that begins with U. What can that be? Because then it starts to get really, really tenuous. So don't lose sleep over that. That's really, really important to say. Don't lose sleep over that. But what you can certainly be doing is, what is the result? Okay, because that's the word that you can use. And then you simply maybe take them through four, five, or six steps. If you haven't quite got the language right and such, don't worry about that. Don't lose sleep over it. Just focus on, well, is there a model? Is there a process? Is there a name that I can give this? Because again, having a name, having a branded sort of name, it elevates the status of it because people think, okay, it's not just this random throw together of ideas that they're going to hopefully take me through and it may get me the success. As soon as there's kind of a branding and a name on it, it's like, okay, right, there's a formula, there's a system, there's a process. And that therefore means if I follow this process, then I'm going to get that result. So that's the third element is the buy, and that's the vehicle. So I help target audience to desired outcome, buy the vehicle. And then the fourth one, the final element is without. And the without is the specific pain point, all right? Now, We talked about this, and I mentioned this already in the, last episode, and I mentioned this again already in this episode, which is the two P's: who's in the most pain and who is in the position to pay. If they are in that pain, then there will be things that they would ideally avoid, so and still be able to get that end result. Okay, they really, really want to avoid these things, and still be able to get that desired outcome, that desired result. So, for example, it may be. I help women in their 30s or mums in their 30s to lose 5 pounds by my three-step fit model without stepping foot in the gym, okay? Without giving up the foods they love, without having to lift loads of heavy weights, without having to spend, as I already mentioned, having to spend hours in the gym. What are those main pain points without having to give up chocolate, for example? That's a big one for me, right? So what's that specific pain point that we're helping that person avoid? Now, when it comes down to Instagram, generally it's time or money, okay? A lot of the big pain points tend to be time or money if it's related to, say, I guess you could kind of have them quite broad, actually. You know, the pain point generally might be that they don't want to spend a lot of money or they don't want to take a lot of time away from their business. So my without would be without spending more than 5 minutes or 10 minutes a day on the platform. Or it's also, you could have the six-step rocket system, how to get your first 10,000 followers on Instagram without spending a penny on advertising. That's very, very doable. And still to this day, I've tested things on other accounts, other accounts which I'll set up and such, but on my own personal account, and any of those which go through the rocket system, there's actually no need to spend a penny on advertising to grow your audience. Now, I'm not suggesting, the previous episodes, I talk about the importance of investing money and spending money on ads to grow your database and grow your list. And there are ways that you can run ads to grow your audience as well. I still think that there are more cost-effective ways of doing it. But that could be the without. A lot of people don't want to spend a lot of money, so it could be without spending a single penny on advertising. That's a big one. Without spending 10 minutes a day, or without spending any more than 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day, without having to be a technical expert, without having to do any video, because a lot of people are really, really put off by that. And these types of things only come around and get more detailed when you have those conversations in the first place. So you may already be very, very clear on, you know, the audience that you're working with, you know, men in their 20s, for example. It could be couples who are in their 40s and 50s. It might be men who are recently divorced. You know, all these types of things, all these specific audiences. You will know what that specific pain point is, or you may already know what that specific pain point is that they want to avoid. At the same time, and equally, I would say that that is possibly the one that people struggle with the most when you're trying to get clear and get clarity on what your pickup line is. Okay, so if that is something that you think, oh, I'm not getting it, don't lose sleep over it. All right, these things will naturally come, and re-emphasize that this is a process. You have to go through this process to get this to sort of work for you. Somebody that I work with, a guy called Marcin, who is a high level coach and works with coaches specifically as well. He has this phrase which I really like. It's like, you need to try it on, you know, as if in you is similar to if you were going to a clothes store and you're going and you're buying a new top or a new pair of jeans or earrings or a new handbag or whatever it might be. You kind of have to try this on and see how it fits for you. How does it sit with you based on where you want to go, you know, what the bigger picture is, what you're looking to achieve? How does this actually sit with you and fit for you? And of course, for your audience, that's really, really important, for the people you want to work with. How does that kind of inform what you're doing and what you want to do? And you only really know by trying it on first, right? You can't necessarily go into any of these clothes stores and think, yeah, that's right, that's the perfect one, without trying it on. All right, because then we're just guessing. We're just having a guess. And a lot more problems come from that. Again, coming back to clothing and things that you might buy, if you don't try them on, versus if you just go and pick them up off the rail and then go and purchase them and then take them home. So this is the process. Is I'm going to go through. I'm going to work on this as being my pickup line, but I need to try this on. You know, who specifically do I help? Okay, well, I'm going to start with this group. Does this fit? Who are the majority of these people actually starting to become? Okay, this seems to be narrowing even further. So then you can narrow your pickup line. What am I helping them to do? Well, this is where I started. I said that I wanted to help them get, let's say, 10,000 followers. But actually what I'm finding for a lot of people is that they just really want to get very, very clear on what their content strategy is, get a clear content plan and content strategy for the next 3, 9, 6, 12 months, okay? 3, 6, 9, 12 months. I'm not saying that I would definitely shift everything to align with that, but it means that you're better informed and it means you've got a better quality of problem. The buy, your vehicle may change. You might have a solid process and system in place already, so maybe it doesn't need to change. And then the without, again, that's something that if you're not clear on that yet, then that will start to develop and that will start to grow as you go through the process. So let me walk you through then how I would actually suggest creating this. The way that I've done it and the way that I've done it myself and the way that I've done it with clients in the past, I've spent hours myself doing this and coming back to it and trying to tweak it and trying to get it right. In fact, that's a really good point. Let me just share this as well before we dive in, because I genuinely have spent a lot of time with pieces of paper, whiteboards, you know, trying to just list down all these things and just trying to get it right. And to an extent, a lot of that has been like cherry picking in my mind. Oh, this is what it should be. This is what it needs to be. Oh, it should be this. Oh, this sounds great. Let's go with this one. But then actually, when you kind of get out there and you're talking to people, it's like, well, what on earth was I thinking? Like, why didn't I just get out there and ask people? Why didn't I just get out there and talk to people specifically about what those things are and what they want? And so, as much as I would encourage you to spend time on this and getting your own ideas down, there is no better value than getting out there and talking to people that you expect or that you think or that you anticipate are your ideal audience, are your ideal client sort of avatar, and getting feedback from them. Because they will tell you much better, in their own words, much better than you ever could. So that would be my advice. So yes, you want to do the planning yourself, but equally take that time to have conversations. If you've got access to people that you can be having conversations with, ask them. Just get in there and ask them. You know, and obviously they're doing you a favor by giving you that information, but you're doing them a favor back by them being able to say, "This is great because it means I can help you more. It means that I can serve you more," which is what you're looking to achieve. So what I would do then is with those four steps is I would encourage you to take a big sheet of paper, get a whiteboard, whatever that may be, get a really good cup of coffee, maybe a big one, and sit down and divide the whiteboard into four sections, right? So line down the middle, horizontally and then vertically. In the top left, you're going to write "I help," and then in brackets, your target audience. In the top right, "to," and then desired outcome. In the bottom left, "by," and then the vehicle. And then in the bottom right, "without," and the specific pain point, okay? And then grab a different colored pen and just go to town on it, as in just put down as many different things as you possibly can. At this early stage, if you haven't already developed this, or if you're revisiting it and redeveloping it, then there are no wrong answers, okay? I would genuinely would approach it in that sense. Don't overthink it at this stage, because you might overanalyze, "Oh, but that person can't afford to pay," or "these types of people aren't really who I want to work with," or "I've never had clients like this before." Well, that's fine, but don't overthink it at this stage. The priority is get things down on paper, because as soon as they're out of your mind and onto paper, then you can process it in a different way. So I would spend, generally I encourage people to spend an hour on this. So that's 15 minutes per segment, but you won't naturally go segment to segment. You'll end up kind of throwing ideas around all over the page. And then if there's one which looks a little bit sparse, then you put a little bit of extra focus on that. And then you come back and you look at all four areas again. So what you will end up with after an hour is a full sheet of paper or a full whiteboard which has all these different ideas down. No wrong answers at this time. No wrong answers at all. All these different ideas written down. "I help," "to," "by," "without." And from there, you can then start to pick out and circle some of the ones that really resonate with you. And what I would encourage you to end up with then is, let's say, three or four pickup lines that you are then going to start trying on and testing and working with, okay? And by that, I'm talking about you put them in your profile on Instagram, you put them on your Facebook and your LinkedIn profiles and such. When you speak to people and you talk to people on the phone, they ask what you do, then you tell them and you select, say one of those pickup lines that resonates with you, or that you think equally, if this is your ideal client, is going to resonate with them. And that's how you go about through the process. So once you've sort of put all these ideas down on paper, you then take that, you get three or four different versions of your pickup line, and then you start to share those and use those. You tweak them, you test them, get them very visible for you, get them in front of your desk, get them on your phone, wherever's going to be visible, so that you can then start to hone and refine. And then four will become three, will become two, you know, will become kind of one and a half as you edit in. And you can see, even, you know, I talk about mine still kind of evolves and tweaks and changes and shifts a little bit from time to time as I'm still refining mine. I've got, you know, no shame in that at all. And I've been doing this particular process in this particular way for, I don't know, 5 months or so, 6 months. So it's something that continues to refine. And that one, you know, I'm not saying that it will take everybody 6 months. Some people it might be a lot quicker. You might already have it, you know. But other people it may take a little bit longer, but that's not a problem. The destination is not the result we want. The journey is the result that we want, because the journey is where we do the learning. That's the important thing. The journey is what we want, because the journey is where we do the learning. And that's it. So by the end of this process, you will have your pickup line: "I help," "to," "by," and "without." And from there, combined with the avatar that you've created and the avatar that you created from our previous episode, you're now really clued up about specifically what you do, who you do it for, so that every single time you're going on Instagram, every time you're talking to people at events, you know, other social media platforms as well, you're really, really clear on what you do and who you do it for. And I personally then would encourage you to get that into your bio, so that you're explaining, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is who I do it for. If you want more information, send me a direct message, comment on my post, on my recent post below, you know, all these various different things. Contact me here if you've got your email or your phone number, depending on the business that you're running, and then you can get the conversation started. And I almost guarantee, as soon as you start to zero in on what you do, who you do it for, all of your, or so many more of your ideal client, your ideal customer will start appearing. It's that classic case of when you're like looking at buying a new car, right? It's like, oh, I want to buy the new, I don't know, Mercedes, right? And then all of a sudden, all you see everywhere you look is this particular type of Mercedes that you're looking for. You know, if you're looking at a new pair of heels, right, high heels, then everywhere you look, it's like, oh, she's wearing the high heels as well. And all of a sudden, all you're doing is picking out heels, right? So it's going to be exactly the same. As soon as you get really clear on who it is and what you do and who you do it for, then that person is just going to keep appearing. This is the beauty of it. That person will keep appearing. There they are again. There they are again. There they are again. Because you're really clear on who it is that you want to work with. So that, I get really excited about it. I could talk about it all day. I'm not going to. Don't worry. We're going to wrap up in just a minute. But I just find it incredibly powerful that as soon as you really get clear on who it is that you want to talk to, what you're going to help them achieve, how you're going to help them get there, and the major pain point that you can help them avoid, that they will just start to appear. They really, really will. And then this is going to have a massive, massive impact on your business, building your brand, your product, your service, impacting more people on a global scale. I do hope this has been useful for you. It's been all done in one cut, this. There's been no editing, no kind of shifting and points and steps and things. So if you stayed all the way to the end, I greatly appreciate it. I hope it's been useful. And please share your pickup line with me. I would love to hear it. Send me a DM at Jake Adam Davy on Instagram. Share your pickup line with me, and I will gladly make some suggestions and offer some feedback as best I can as well. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Take care. Hi friends, Jake here again. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. You can find links to anything that we've discussed, books, trainings, other podcasts, anything currently that we're enjoying, you will find those in the show notes, or you'll find it somewhere in and around all the information that you usually find in a podcast. And a reminder that if you'd like to know more about what I do, if you want more of tools, resources, any recommendations, readings, free training, products and such, then you can find all of that on the website jakeadamdavy.com. Equally, if you want to come over and say hello, Instagram is always the best place, and the account is at Jake Adam Davy. If you're enjoying this podcast, don't hesitate to leave us a review. Of course, the more stars, the better. And equally, sharing is caring. So if you've heard something or listened to something that you've enjoyed yourself and you think will be beneficial or useful to other people, please do pass that on. It will be very much appreciated. And as you know, when you get a recommendation from somebody that you trust, there really is nothing better. Thank you so much, and until next time, stay on mission, do something extraordinary for others, keep inspiring, and keep growing your circle of influence. Goodbye.